95.3 Gorilla.
Are you awake?
Yeah.
What day is it?
Throwback Thursday.
Throwback.
Throwback.
Throwback Thursday.
A bit of a throwback.
You know, throwback.
Thursday.
What does that mean?
It's more fun.
Oh, okay.
It's Thursday and tomorrow's Friday.
Come on, start this thing.
Let's put on a show.
Let's make it our best show ever.
What is this?
Showtime.
Showtime. Here we go. Hey, we got some amazing events on the way this weekend here on the coast. And whatever you're doing, wherever you're going, take us with you. We're free in the App Store and Google Play. You can turn up Gorilla, keep us loud and proud. Hey, tickets are on sale right now for Beer, Bacon, and Beyond, March 13th and 14th at Long Beach Town Green. They're going to have food, music, world food competitions, and more. You can visit GCBeerBaconFest.com to get your tickets. That's GCBeerBaconFest.com for your tickets. That's next Friday and Saturday at Long Beach Town Green. Beer, Bacon, and Beyond. Coming up this weekend, Battle at the Beach. Friday, high school baseball at Keesler Federal Park. At 5 o'clock, it's Hancock versus Etowah. 7:30, it's Biloxi versus D'Iberville. Those gates open at 4 p.m. tomorrow, Keesler Federal. Biloxi Main Street's First Friday is happening tomorrow, 6 to 9 at Howard Ave at Hopkins Boulevard. The How Hop Creative District is going to be absolutely on fire tomorrow. Food trucks, art, free admission. It's going to be tons of fun. And a couple of walks and runs on the way. The Gulf Coast Walk for Diabetes happening Saturday, 8:30 at Jones Park in Gulfport. And the Zebra Run for Rare Disease is Saturday at 8 a.m. at Fort Morimpas Park in Ocean Springs. If you, your business, or your community organization has an event coming up that you want us to know about so we can tell everybody, hit us up online at 95.3Gorilla.com. This week on Gorilla, win tickets to go to Death Valley over in Baton Rouge. We're sending you to LSU to go see Zach Bryan with Cam.
We're having all night revival.
Zach Bryan and Camp at LSU, March 28th.
Win hot American night.
Listen to the morning show and the throwback lunch this week to win on 95.3 Gorilla. Good morning, you're on Gorilla. Who's this?
This is Carrie.
Here we go. You're caller number 10. You got Zach Bryan tickets, too.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yes. We're going to get you on into the show. Zach Bryan and Cam. March 28th. You're going.
Oh, my God. My oldest daughter, she's going to be so excited.
She's going to love it.
Oh, look, it's Ryan Gavin on 95.3 Gorilla.
What you got going on in your life for mother-daughter drama? I know there's something. Let's get into it. Call me up. Spill the tea. Come on. Miranda's first. You're on the air.
My mom has a big problem with boyfriends.
Problem with boyfriends? Like with your boyfriends? Why?
Because she doesn't want to let me go, so she always has a big problem with my boyfriend.
Yeah, that's pretty typical. Like, you're always going to find something wrong with them. Yeah. Well, you know, just meet Mr. Nice, Mr. Rich, Mr. Prince Charming. See what she says. If she says no, then you know it's a her problem, right? What about you? What's some mother-daughter drama going on in your life right now? Brittany, you said your mom's causing havoc in your family right now. What's going on with her?
Well, I'm trying to keep her from walking around in our front yard naked.
Oh, that could either be really, really bad or really kind of funny. Oh, condolences. Sorry that you're dealing with that. What about you? What's some drama happening in your life right now? 97% of people in America who either have a living mom or a living daughter, if they're female, they say that they have some drama going on in the relationship right now. What's the friction happening with you?
Okay, so me and my sister are both pregnant right now.
Uh-oh.
My sister's second child is my first. And
okay.
My mom she's scared to like get me stuff for my first child because she's afraid that my sister's going to get mad at her. Because my sister's not having a baby shower.
What? That's certifiable. That's crazy. Come on, all the grandbabies are equal, right? Right?
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
McDonald's launched their new signature burger sandwich, say it with me, the Big Arch, which is, why didn't you say it with me? Which has, everyone's talking about it, which has gotten some attention thanks to an awkward promo video from the company's CEO. Check it out.
Chris K here with, you've heard about it, here it is. The Big Arch.
Okay, first of all, that's the CEO of McDonald's? He's a skinny little guy in a cashmere pullover? The CEO of McDonald's should be a big, loud, rosy-cheeked, oily man nugget who can't stop bellowing. But yeah, that's it, that guy.
Now, if you didn't see Steven live last night, I will just let you guess whose picture he showed at the end there. Probably won't take much effort to figure it out. New movie called Vladimir just dropped on Netflix. It's a story about a professor's life spiraling out of control when a captivating new colleague ignites a dangerous obsession. It stars Rachel Weisz, Leah Woodall, John Slattery, and Ellen Robertson. That's out right now on the Netflix. Dictionary.com has officially added a brand new word. Oh God, this one's up there with Trekkie and, oh man, and the Bayhive for Queen Bee fans. Here we go.
You know what a Swiftie is, but now it's getting some third-party validation. Dictionary.com is adding the term to its online dictionary.
Great! Swiftie, now a word that won't be auto-corrected. Amazing. Jersey Shore Family Vacation is officially leaving MTV. It will not pick up season 9 of the show. It is done. The historic Brady Bunch house out in Los Angeles is now getting a historic landmark status from the LA City Council. It'll now officially be protected. It was just sold and remodeled back in 2019. And finally today, Olympic snowboarder Chloe Kim confused the singer Pink for Kelly Clarkson on the Kelly Clarkson show. Yeah, Pink was guest hosting. This was rough.
Growing up, when I was like 12, 13, I loved listening to your music when I would snowboard. Like, what doesn't kill you makes you... Yeah.
That's Kelly Dropping Clarkson.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, my God.
But that's fine, because I'm Kelly Clarkson
no,
today.
No, yeah, you are Kelly Clarkson today. No, but, oh, my gosh, no. Perfect. Wait, guys, I'm so embarrassed. I'm so sorry.
You're good. Straight to jail. There you go. There's your Showbiz Buzz today. Happy Thursday. It's March 5th.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
See if you remember who this is. Listen close.
Are you an angel?
What?
An angel. I heard the deep space pilots talk about them. They're the most beautiful creatures in the universe.
Any guesses? That is Jake Lloyd. Jake is celebrating a birthday today. He is 37. Jake Lloyd starred as young Anakin in Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace. Eva Mendez is turning 52 today.
No, like, sweatpants at home,
no,
t-shirt?
No, no, no. Sweatpants, no, 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 no.
Never?
No, no.
Wow.
You can't do sweatpants.
Interesting.
No. Ladies, number one cause of divorce in America, sweatpants. No. Do that.
Is she right about that? I don't think so. I don't think so. On this date back in 1971, Led Zeppelin first performed one of the greatest songs in the history of music. They did it at Ulster Hall in Belfast. What do you think that song might have been? I know you know it. I'm going to tell you in just a second. Sad anniversary today. On this date back in 1963, country singer Patsy Cline died in a plane crash at just 30 years old.
Crazy for feeling.
It's hard to believe that 2016 is now officially a decade ago. 2016 felt like it was 12 minutes ago, but anyway, what was the number one song on today's date 10 years ago today?
Work, 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 work. You see me heavy work, 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 work. You see me do me dirt, 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 dirt.
Riri and Drizzy getting the job done 10 years ago today. That was number one. And if you have no idea who those people are, that's Rihanna and Drake. That's what the whippersnappers call them. All right, so on this date, all the way back, what was the year? Oh, this is awesome. 1971, this song was performed for the first time live anywhere. Led Zeppelin took the stage at Ulster Hall in Belfast. Of course, it was Stairway to Heaven.
But I got some good news.
Just a sprinkling for the May Queen for you right there. Yeah, Stairway to Heaven, live performance for the first time today, all the way back in 71. Have a wonderful day. That's your Flashback Freakout for TBT, March 5th, 2026.